You have been warned. This radio program is going to have bold topics for bold Christians. Welcome to Empowered Radio with Lori Timms.
Times that are the best of times are right now. It's Tim's times. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me today. And let me introduce myself. My name is Lori L. Timms. I'm an author and a speaker. And it's my passion to reach the lost and inform the church in these last days. Amen and amen. Today's topic is about love is the key. Now, it is the key that unlocks miracles. It unlocks forgiveness. It unlocks peace. These are my foundational scriptures for this teaching. 1 Corinthians 16:14, do everything in love. And that's everything. You know, that should be our main attitude, our main motive. I heard somebody say one time they died and it was a near-death experience. Actually, they did die. They went to heaven, but it wasn't their time, so they had to come back. And the first thing that Jesus asked them was, did you learn to love? Did you learn to love others? So you see how vitally important it is to love. So see, love is the key. Another scripture is 1 John 4:16. And it says, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us, because God is love. And whosoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. And see how important that is. And here's the last one here. For my foundational scriptures here, 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So it's important that we learn to love others, and we learn to love ourselves as well. So I'm going to get into this a little deeper as we go along, and I've got a couple of stories along the way as well. Amen. In the New Living Translation, there's 645 verses about love. In the NIV, there's 574 times that love is mentioned. So you see how important it is to God. So let's just go a little deeper on this word. There are four types of love. The first type is philia, that means friendship. And a good example would be like David and Jonathan. They loved each other like brothers, even though they weren't brothers. But they really had that real love for each other. Amen. And then we have eros. And these are Greek words. It's sensual or romantic love. And that means if you just love somebody, you know, you're in love with somebody, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, you know, whatever the case may be. The third type of love is a storge. That's a love for family. That's when you love your parents, your immediate family, your children. And so that's a totally different type of love. And this is the absolute best love there is, the fourth one, and that's the agape love. That's the love of God. That's the sacrificial love of God. And John 3:16 is a perfect example that God loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to save us, to be the sacrificial lamb for us to cover our sins. Amen. That's perfect and it's unconditional love. And so, see, God loves us so much and he knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. So he knows our history. He knows that we started out as babes and, we were innocent and he saw what happened to us, the hardships and the decisions, good decisions and bad. And so he knows why we end up And sometimes we have a tendency to look at the end result of someone and we think, oh, they're just this or they're just that. It's a negative connotation there. And it's because we just see the end result of sin or transgressions. And so, but God sees you with perfect love, amen, that he only has. He's the only one that can give that. And we love people with the love of God. Now, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 through 5 talks about love, and it breaks it down. It says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, and it doesn't keep records of wrongdoings. And you know, sometimes we have a tendency to remember when people have hurt us, and when we get mad, we bring it up, or, you know, that's not perfect love. You know, when you, it kind of reminds me of sometimes your children, you love them and they've done things that are wrong, but you overlook a lot of it because you love them so much. You really do. And it is unconditional to a point, as much as a human can be unconditional. And so anyway, and plus, you know, kids can mess up so much that you could just stay mad all the time. And so you just love them so much, and that you would forgive them and move forward. Now, as we go along here, we're going to talk about the different things that Christians should always walk in love. You know, it's a Christ character. It's a characteristic of Jesus Christ, and we're supposed to be like Jesus. That's what Christianity is. It's Christ-like. So we follow Jesus. We do as Jesus does, because Jesus did as his Father did. And so, or and does. And so anyway, that's what it's all about. Now, this may sound difficult and hard, because people tend to get under our skin. I know they do me sometimes. But we have to keep in mind that they need to be loved the most. You know, hurting people hurt people. They lash out at others. We all surely know people who are mean-spirited and are hard to love before they got saved. But after their big metamorphoses, or in today's lingo would be transformations, okay, they made a 360-degree change. They look better. They speak and act nicer. It's a love change, and that can only come from the touch of the Master. Amen. He is love. And so anyway, sometimes we tend to forget how hard we were to get along with before we got saved. And, you know, I think back many years ago, and I don't even recognize my former self anymore. I think, well, that's not even me. And thank God for that. You know, the Bible commands us to love one another and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Well, yeah, that even means the busybody, all in your business, complaining neighbors. We've all had them. And I know you know what I'm talking about. Amen. But anyway, they need our prayers. And just think, others were praying for us before too. And so we have to keep that in mind, that prayer changes things. And God loved us before we changed. Like I said, he saw all the issues was brought upon us, that, you know, in the end, that was the end result. And he saw those things, and he saw what we could be. Now, that's real faith, folks. Romans 4:17 says, to call things that be not as though they are. You know, you pray and decree their changes. Love changes. Amen and amen. And you know, it works, and miracles do happen. I mean, you look at people and, you know, they're self-centered, they complain, they gripe, they, you know, they're worried about everything, and, you know, it gets on your nerves. We all know those people, especially at work. You know, we'll go to work and we'll see somebody and we're like, oh God, let's go the other way, you know, because you don't have to be around them very long till you get down and out, or you get depressed, or And you know, you want to be around people that are upbeat, enthusiastic, happy people, people at peace with themselves and others. That's what draws people to you as a Christian, is you're like a magnet and you have what they want. So you see, that's why you want to always walk in love. And so anyway, you need to pray for these people because it works. Prayer changes things and miracles do happen. Put your faith into action. See, the kingdom is a kingdom of action, always moving forward. It's not a spectator sport, sitting and just watching everyone else do all the work. And of course, they get all the benefits too. And so, you know, when you sow love, you reap love. And so when you sow mercy, you reap mercy. So it's important that we do that. And it is one of our characteristics. Now, the next one is forgiveness. This is, love is the key to forgiveness. And like I said, it is the key to love too. You may be thinking, Lori, you don't even know how bad they hurt me. Well, I've been hurt too. I was in a marriage from 1978 to 1987. It was abusive, and I even had to have surgery for a physical beating. Needless to say, I was bitter and unforgiving toward my ex. And when I gave my life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit started working on me right away on my unforgiveness. First, I had to write a letter to him, forgiving him and myself for what I had allowed to happen. Now, before you say, and I've heard this a lot of times, oh, you didn't ask to get beat up. You shouldn't take responsibility for that. That may be true, well and fine, but see, you've got to look at it this way. I allowed it to happen because I stayed there even after I was slapped the first time. I should have left. And so, you know, it takes two to fight. And so I should have left. And that was my issue on accountability. And next, I was advised by the Holy Spirit to pray for him daily. Now, that was hard for me. But you soon find out that your heart will soften up. And you can't hate those you pray for. I started looking at him in a different light, not as a mean, vindictive person, but as a sick person that needed the Lord too. God uses sympathy to soothe your pain. No, you won't forget it, but you can move forward. Now, sometimes, you know, if somebody's ugly to you at work or neighbor or a friend or something like that, instead of letting your emotions get the best of you, cast your cares on the Lord because he cares for you. And just love that person and just make a decision to love, because see, love is a choice. It's not always a warm, cozy, fuzzy feeling. Sometimes it's a decision and it's a choice. Now, this is what you do. You forgive them, you bless them, and you release them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And love is the key. It heals you and it heals others. Now I'm coming to the part about peace. Love brings forth peace. It does. In a stressful world, peace is a rare thing. It's a commodity. That's no doubt about it. Just take a few minutes as you venture out and just listen to the stressed out folks living in the pressure cooker of this fallen world. Complaints, worries, anxiety, restlessness, etc. You know, the list goes on and on. But when you have Jesus, he gives you peace because he loves you. The key word's love. John 14:27 says, peace I leave you, with peace. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. How does the Lord give you peace? 1 John 4:18. Perfect love casts out fear. When you know how much he loves you, how much he adores you, how much he cares about your everyday decisions, and even what you're eating, your personal likes and dislikes. He knows every hair on your head. He counts every hair on your head. And he protects you. You've got heavenly backup, and that's peace. Because peace overrides your fear. Perfect love casts out fear. As you love him back, there is a relationship in his love that cannot be beat. I mean, you can't compare it to anything. You can't compare it. And you realize he loved you when no one else loved you. He's your best friend, always and forever. Now, amen and amen. So in closing here, always walk in love. You'll see others in a new lens, a heavenly lens at that. Now, the closing scripture here is 1 Peter 4:8. And it talks about love is the greatest of all. And love covers a multitude of sins. And so we need that. We need our sins covered. Amen and amen. And to God be all the glory forever and ever. Now, this is a time in the show that I'd like to give everyone an opportunity to get in right standing with the Lord. Now, if you've never taken the steps towards salvation, and maybe you have, but you've drifted away from your first love, and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord, please agree with me in your heart and your spirit as you say the sinner's prayer. Father God, I'm a sinner, and forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is your son, and that he died on the cross and rose again on the third day. I need you to be my savior and be Lord of my life. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise God if you made this decision. All the angels in heaven are rejoicing. And your family members in heaven are rejoicing too. You have made the best decision in your life, and you will never regret it, only that you just didn't do it sooner. Amen and amen. Welcome to the royal family. You are on the winning side. Praise God, and to God be all the glory. Now that you know the truth, let it empower your life. Amen and amen. Now, I would like to thank you for joining me for this program, and I hope that it's been a blessing for you. Join me next week for another empowering and bold topic. Proverbs 28:1 said, "The righteous are bold as a lion." Now, boldness is not a personality trait, but acting by the power of the Holy Spirit, by urgent conviction in the face of some threat. Pray for a spirit of boldness to come about you. Amen. And we need to have a spirit of boldness today in these last days. And, you know, boldness is also fearlessness, and it's courageous. And, you know, you think about it. God's got your back, so what are you worried about? You know, you've got to trust that God is taking care of you, and it's going to continue to take care of you. Amen and amen. Now, I also have another teaching. You can go on there. You can Google it. You can go on Spotify and listen to it. And it's about living in Goshen, a Goshen lifestyle. And it talks about how what affects the world and other people does not affect us. And so we have a kingdom mentality. We have a kingdom way of doing things that is different than the world's way, the Babylonian way, the matrix. And so we've broken out of that matrix, and we are doing something different. So, you don't have to look around and worry about all those things, because we live different. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Now, you can get my books on Amazon and other online venues. And these are my two books. This is my latest one. It's Spiritual Journeys. I know it's backwards there, but it's Spiritual Journeys. And it's about my last 9 years with travel nursing. So it's a really interesting book. The first chapter, I talk about some miracles that led up to me being in nursing and different things. And then I talk about some of the shocking things that happened to me on the contracts. And I also talk about some great things, some funny things. So, I mean, it's every emotion there is. Praise God. And I promise you, you will be blessed. You can go on Amazon and get it. And this is another book that I wrote. And I wrote this one in 2012. And then it was redone in 2015. And it is A Divine Appointment. And this is the very prophetic book that I wrote. And the Lord had me go in my bedroom, and I shut the door and I locked it. And in one weekend, he showed me these things. It was very prophetic. And some of the things that I wrote in that book hadn't happened yet, but they have now. So it's important to get these books and support my ministry. I sure appreciate it. And you can go on my PayPal and support me. Donations are surely appreciated. Amen. Because, I sure need your help. Now, you can go and post something on PayPal at $LLT West. And that's where you can get a hold of me at to support my ministry. And I sure appreciate it. Now, if you have any questions or prayer requests, I'd be honored to pray for you. You can contact me at ltimbs@gmail.com. And I don't say Google Mail, I say God Mail. And God Mail and gmail.com. Amen. And I'm available for speaking engagements as well. Now, you can go on Spotify. You can go on different places and podcasts. And you can pull up some of my older shows. I probably have about 500 different shows on. And so you can go ahead and Google my name and you can pull that up. You can go anchor.fm/empower-radio. You can go to OTTC Universal Media. That's my live broadcast. And the radio archives at RCR Network. Praise God. And until next time, God bless you and shalom. Amen.
OTTU Media has been operating since September of 2020. Since then, OTTU Media has reached over 45 million people through our media outlets. OTTU Media is changing for one purpose only, and that purpose is to bring to you the quality and outstanding media that represents our audience. Welcome to the new OTTU Media.
To hear this and more broadcasts like this one, go to OTTU Media from the web. Also, you can find OTTU Media on Roku, Amazon Fire, Android, and Apple iOS. This radio network is on OTTU Media 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 56 weeks a year. Thank you for your support of OTTU Media and this radio network.
Thank you for listening to Empowered Radio with Lori Timms. Tune in next time for more bold topics for bold Christians. This broadcast is copyrighted by LLT Ministries and the Resilient Christian Radio Network.